when we're discussing Gemara Masechta, pointed out that perhaps at least the way Rashi understands the Gemara, the Machlokas Rabban Rav Chisda, is a twofold one. One is the concept of Hoil, and the other is whether Shabbos Niyantif is considered to be Kedushachas or Shtei Kedushos. And maybe that these are not at all unrelated issues. If I were to ask you that how critical is it that a person has Kavanas Hagavra when it comes to such cases, maybe indeed that would be the teretz. If we're speaking about an override, that's something that takes preference over an existing issur, so maybe that requires a measure of Kavanas Hagavra. We'll have to see as the parak continues. If you're going to tell me that no, that part of the Hagdara of Melechus Shabbos as opposed to Melechus Yantif is Kol Melecha, as opposed to cases of Melechus Alfanefesh, maybe one could argue that there's certain malachos by definition that are not forbidden at all on Yantiv, and therefore the Kavanas Hagavra really is not necessarily that which is relevant. And therefore Rabba says we can subscribe to that principle of Hoil. And maybe that's why Rabba would disagree with the Chizd and argue, how can you argue that Shabbos and Yantiv are considered to be Kedush Achas? If you understand the relationship between Melechus Shabbos and Melechus Yantiv, based on that concept, so therefore Shabbos and Yantif are so different, it would be surprising to argue that that's considered to be a single Kedusha. So Rashi, who argues that that is the sheet of Rav Chisda, that it's based on Kedushachas, number one, you can see Kedushachas works both ways, ben the Kula, ben the Chumra, that's true. And number two, you see it's functional even on a level of Daraisa. We're really going to have to discuss, can Kedushachas ever be a Kula? This is known as the Rambam Shita, no Perecheset Ochas Erevin, where the Rambam writes something which is stunning, and the Ravid is massing. How in the world could that possibly be? Let's assume, for example, a person sets up an Erev Tchumim before Shabbos or before Yantif. Okay, you know what? So you're Konish Visa, and you're allowed to go ahead and to utilize that Erev. Let's assume, for example, it's 2 days of Yantif, and I set up my Erev Tchumim, right, on Erev Yantif Rishon. So good, very good. Yantif Rishon, that's going to be my tchum. Let's assume Nechal Iruva. Something happens that Erev. It's no longer in existence. Yeah, but you're Kona Shvisa B'Tchila Sayom. You're Kona Shvisa B'Tchila Sayom. See, even if something happens that Erev, Nechal Iruvo, yeah, but nonetheless, my tchum is already established at the beginning of Shabbos, being Yantif, and I can take advantage of that for the entire day. No? Let me ask you the following. What about tomorrow? What about tomorrow? I went ahead and I set up my Erev Tchumim on Erev Yantif Rishon. It was Nechal B'Rishon. Can I go ahead and take advantage of that extended Tchum on Yantif Sheni? So the Rambam writes, certainly not, no? If you want to take advantage of a Yantif Sheni, so the Erev has to be in existence at Ben HaShemashos between Yantif Rishon and Yantif Sheni. And then the Rambam writes a Stani Chiddush, not on Rosh Hashanah. Since the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kedushachas, it's Yom Arich Tadamya, so therefore as long as the Erev was in existence, an Erev Yantif Rishon, that is your Makom Shvisa for Yantif Sheni. It's like a 48-hour day, that's such a Kiddush. You know what the great Kiddush of that is? That's an example of Kedushachas, Lekula. Rosh Hashanah is more common. You can do something on the second day of Rosh Hashanah that you can't do on the second day of Yantif. No? That's something which is really stunning. And the Ravid writes, how can that be? Kedushachas is a chumra. It's a chumra. It's not a kula. But one thing I'll tell you clear. No. Rashi, Psachim, and Vavim is that Kedushachas can be a kula level daraisa. Even if I don't pass in a gurchisa necessarily, but that yisod, that we're willing to utilize the concept of gurchachas lakula, right? That's something which is clear according to Rav Chisda, the way Rashi understands, and you know what? Maybe that could even be true, halacha l'maisa, when it comes to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah itself. So something indeed we'll have to see. You know, with this in mind, maybe one could possibly question the important chiddush of Tosfos here, Pesach and Daf Mevav Emes, Dor Maskel Rabba, where Tosfos writes the following. If you're relying on the concept of Hoil, could one argue that that's somewhat limited? Because if you're assuming Tzorchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantid, a person can go ahead and do Malacha on the very end of Yantid for Shabbos. Because Malacha for Shabbos is Mutter. But if you're basing it on Hoil, Hoil means we're going to label this as Malacha Sochon Nefesh. Oh, so that means that those guests would have to come during the day and utilize. And therefore, if something is besof hayom, there's no oil. That would mean that if you're doing malach on the end of yanta for Shabbos, even with your eretav shimon, that's not going to help you, because you have to go over the hurdle daraisa, and that's considered to be holel. So you see that Tosas understands holel, no, in very practical terms, no? Holel means that literally, guests are going to come who can utilize the object of the malacha. And maybe that's what Tosas means, that the beza beza afilidi done. If you don't have that, then absolutely not. So that's the chiddush of Tosas, and psachim daf and vavim beis, the chiddush of Tosas and Shabbos and daf tzadiyei. Where you have to be able to utilize it on yantif, and if it's besof hayom, that certainly would be asim. So Tosas is bothered. The Gemara in Shabbos daf tzadiyei has a case of roda chalos dvash, a person who goes in and removes the honey from the beehive. So, that's a problem of tolish, that's a problem of kotzeh. That's a problem of uprooting something from its source. Oker davar migidula. Oker davar migidula. So Tosa says the following. But even if you're not using it on yantif for purposes of yantif, but still, can't you apply the principle of hope? You know what? If guests were to go to him and they would be desirous of using this, we'd give it to them right here and now. Oh, so that's what Tosa's answers. Baroda samach l'shkia sachama. It's the Tosas that you saw, no? Sachim Mevav, Shabbos Tatsari, hey, it's Besof Hayom, and there is no possibility of Ho'il. You know, if you understand the Gemara as we did, Rashi, no, this is a question of Kedushah for Shashtei Kedushos. And this is really an issue of what exactly is the Heter Bochon Nefesh. And maybe the Lumdus is as follows, that no, this is Melechus Hasuda as opposed to Melechus Avodah. And certain Melechus are not forbidden on Yantiv. Maybe that would apply even to Sofayim as well. No? That's the Chiddush Rav Soloveitchik suggested. No? Maybe against Tosas. Against Tosas. It's not that in practical terms, you know, we need use on Yantif. It's that the Hagdara of the Malachas are Malachas Avodah. And there's certain Malachas that are not called Malachas Avodah because those are called Malachas Asuda. Does that necessarily mean that it can only be done at a time of the day that you cannot benefit from? If the lumpus is going to be that, you know what, this is not called Melechus Avodah, so just like, you know, I can ignore Kavadas Agavra, it's not called Melechus Avodah, does it really mean that I have to be nene from the Melacha on Yantif, or at least in principle? Maybe Rabbi never meant that indeed that's true. Rabbi just simply said that, you know what, if guests were going to come and you would feed it to them, of course, that would satisfy that need. It's not called Melechus Avodah. And if it's not called Melechus Avodah, it's called Melechus Asudah. Maybe that's mutter even Besof Hayom. Even Besof Hayom. That was the Chiddush that Rosh Leitchik suggested. And one could go even a step further. But it's against Tosas. Maybe not fully against Tosas. Because the Tosas is bothered by Shabbos Tarihei. No? Roda Chalos Dvash. No? You're harvesting. You're extracting the honey. What malachi is that? Now that's tolish, which is kotzer. Wait a second. Inherently, that's not malachas ofer nefesh. No? Yishas artosas, lishavelach. No? Inherently, it's not malachas ofer nefesh. It's not malachas ofer nefesh. So maybe that's a chiddush atosas. The ability to apply a principle of hoel to a malacha which is not malachas ofer nefesh, that literally requires that you're going to use it with tzarech achila. If this would be malecha sofa nefesh, maybe one could argue, you know what, that's not included in the corpus of this. Okay? And that could even be true with sofa yom. But, if you're talking about something which is kodomish, and the whole allowance is going to be that, you know what, like machshiri ofa nefesh is an example, no? It's not really malecha sofa nefesh, but lochem, sometimes if it's litzorech, you can go ahead and use it. Oh, so maybe one could argue the following. That's why Tosas is so bothered by the case of Shabbos Taniyeh, Roa Chalos Dvash, that that's not inherently Melechus Ofa Nefesh. Any heter is going to be, it's because, in common sense terms, Lemaisa, you're using it from Melechus Ofa Nefesh. Tosas says, that doesn't make sense. Besof Hayom. That doesn't make sense. Besof Hayom. No? So, but maybe if one is dealing with pristine, Melechus Ofa Nefesh, in such a case, maybe one could argue that, you know what, that is not called Melechus Avod. Indeed, that's considered Timoter. And I'll give you just another Ha'ara as well. That same Tosus, Psachim and Vav Mabez, Ramascha Rabba, Tosus is bothered by the following. If you're going to assume the principle of Hoil, you know what Tosus says? That Bitalta Kol Melechus Shabbos. You know what? You have just undermined all of Melechus Shabbos. Why? Because if Hoil means, look, is there a circumstance where this is Mutter? The answer is yes. And if something is Mutter under a circumstance, it's always Mutter. So Tosa says, you're undermining all the Dinei Shabbos. Why? Hoil v'ray l'chol eshesh v'sakan. That's Tosa's discussion, no? You're applying a principle of Hoil. If I can come up with a case that it's Mutter, it's always Mutter. It's always Mutter. So you know what? You're allowed to write for Pikuach Nefesh. No, so therefore, you know what? I'll apply a principle of Hoil. I'll apply a principle of Hoil. Now that's surprising. That's surprising. And what's Tosus is there is? No. That's not Shkiach. Kevin lo Shkiach klal, lor min Hoil. Hoil has to be something very, very reasonable. Very reasonable. So you know what? Using food on Yom Tov, that's reasonable. No. A case of Pikuach Nefesh is not. It's a surprising shock with the Tarian Tosus, no? Maybe one could have argued as follows. No. If Hoil just simply means, how are we magdir the malacha? Is this called malachas avoda, or is this called malachas asuda? And therefore, that if it's a malachas ochel nefesh, it's not included in the iser, and therefore, it is mutter. So maybe that can be used. Answer Tosus's kasha very, very simply. That can be said about malachas ochel nefesh. Malachas ochel nefesh is like a built-in exclusion. That's not within the hagdar malachas avoda. The fact that pikuach nefesh overrides Shabbos, that means it's not included in the Hadara of the Malacha. The Hadara of the Malacha. Of course there's a Malacha of Kosei, but you know what? If a life is at stake, you can go ahead and write as necessary. So you know what? So there you're going to say Hoil. Hoil doesn't necessarily mean that, you know what? I can come up with a case where something is Mutter, and that will be the Koveya. It means, how is it that we're Magdir and Malacha? Hoil means we label this as Malachas Ochel Nefesh. How you're telling me you're not eating? Malachas Ochel Nefesh does not mean what you eat. That which is done, Letzarach Achila, for example, if a guest were to go ahead and come, you use it to them. That is Malachas Asuda. That is Malachas Ochel Nefesh. That is not Malachas Avoda. And therefore, indeed, it's Mutter. Unless you argue as follows. Oh, the Tosus, Roda Chalas Devash. No, I'm willing to apply a concept of Hoil even to non-Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Tier 2. Tier 1, Malachas Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. But Tosus is willing to apply, like Machshirin, some degree of Hoil, even to Kotzeh, which is not typically Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Oh, see, Tosus has two moving parts, no? There's one case of Hoil with objectively. It's not considered to be a Malachas Issa, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. Maybe then you don't need Selfayon. Wow. But if you're talking about something where inherently it's not Malachas Ochel Nefesh, there you actually need use. Oh, so that's what Tosos says when it comes to Roda Chalos Dvash. If it's Besof Hayom, there's no possible heter. It's not Malachas Ochel Nefesh, and there's no utility. There's no utility. But if there is utility, that's good enough. If there's any utility that's good enough, Tosos is next kasha. There could be utility for a Chol Eshesh V'Sakan as well, even when it comes to other Malachos. Oh, for that, Tosos says that's Nashriya. No? So maybe one could argue the whole answer Tosus' Ha'ara is no. We're interested in defining what is and what is not Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Or maybe one could argue that even Tosus indeed would admit that, you know what, that maybe one could envision a principle of Hoil even when it comes to that which objectively is not Malachas Ochel Nefesh. But that really has to be understood in common sense terms that you're really using the Tzorach Achila. And therefore, the Sof Hayom, indeed, that's not going to help. Well, okay. So Tosus has been bothered. No, Mishnah Daf Chaf Gimel, Ein Sadin. Seder is considered to be forbidden on Yom Tov. Why? Tosus had so far two reasons. No, one reason is because that, you know what, Seder is not called Malachas Sofa Nefesh. And therefore, there's no heter. It's too far removed. We'll have to refine this. We'll have to fine-tune it. No? But not everything is called Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Seida typically is something which is, let's say the Rambam, is something which is Ba'ad La'achar Zman. Ba'ad La'achar Zman. You don't sit and say, you know what, should we have for dinner tonight? And the answer is, let's go fishing. No? Let's go capture an animal. No, Seder normally is done with a broader window. That's called Melechus Avod. It's not called Melechus Alpha Nefesh. Okay, Rashi, no. I'm comfortable labeling this as Melechus Alpha Nefesh, but Seder is Efshemi Bod Yom. And if something is Efshemi Bod Yom, there's nothing to talk about. And therefore, of course, that's considered to be Aser. Like Mashirin, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And now Tosa says, let me give you a third possibility. You know what, you're doing a particular malach letzorach achila, I understand. Seidas dagim. You're throwing out a net. You're throwing out a net, no? All of a sudden you hoist in that net. Who says that you are going to be catching fish that are even edible, no? And maybe you're going to end up being nitzot Dvarim tamim, dagim tamim, no? And therefore, well, that's why I'm not going to consider it to be malachas al chanefesh, no? Because after all, you're doing a malacha, and lo and behold, you'll be guilty of tzeda, that which in no shape or form is considered to be the tzarach achila. You pointed out that al chanefesh has to be dvar mamutarim, not dvar mahasurim. We'll see this again, afi beis, no? So Tosa says, no, that certainly is not a good answer. Because you know what? If a person goes ahead and he throws out his net in order to go ahead and to catch fish for use, and he ends up catching fish where there isn't that use, but that's a malacha. That's a malacha. Tosa says, Yimkein havi malacha shenot tzrich legufa. That's a malacha shenot tzrich legufa. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv for that. Rabbi Shimon says, you're potter. You're not going to be chayiv for that. You're not going to be chayiv. So how can we say that seida is asur and there's a chiyu? That's not true. If the concern is that Shema yitzo dagim tmeim, it's not going to result in a chiyu. Wow. So that's an important chiddush of Tosfos. That would be called a malacha shenot tzrich. Is that so obvious? That indeed is considered to be a malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa. So I will tell you that, you know what? When you see the Tosfos and the Tzadidah and the Masech HaShabbos, the answer is absolutely yes. Because what is a malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa? What is a malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa? The Mishnah Daf Tzadigim Beis gives you an example of Hotzah Sameis. You know, you have a mace which is Vesocha Vayis. And you know what? You're interested in removing the mace from the house. Removing the mace, transporting the mace. That is an example of malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa, which is machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you are chayiv. That is Hotzah. According to Rabbi Shimon, potter. Potel alasa. That's the machlokas of malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa. Why is it that is considered to be a malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa? Or the Mishnah in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph and Beis. No, but Mamed Likin, kichos al haner. I go and I extinguish a flame. Why am I extinguishing the flame? You know what? Because I want to conserve. Now, if the flame is going to burn, it's going to use up all my oil. So the reason I extinguish is because I'm chos al haner, as opposed to desiring the kibui per se. Oh, that's another example of malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa. So I ask you something very heavy. Now, what in the world does chos al haner have in common with chos al haner? Now, those are two examples, Rabbi Yehuda Chai, Rabbi Shimon Potter. What do they have in common? So Rashi writes something stunning. Rashi writes study Gimel. You know what? You know what a malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa is? A malacha, the language of Rashi is eino el lesalka me'alav. Eino el lesalka me'alav. A malacha siluk. Something that is for the purpose of removal. What exactly does that mean? Rashi writes, Birtsono lo hayabala. Birtsono lo hayabala. It's not something that one is desirous of. And that's not called Malachas Machshavos. Wow. You know what Rashi writes? The Malachas Machshavos Rehuv is removal of that which is undesirable. Wow. That's a malach shenot tzrich l'gufa. A mace is in the house. The mace is giving off an odor. The mace is tummy. You know what? I'm not desirous of a malach siluk. Birson Elohi Abolam. Birson Elohi Abolam. Wow. That's Rashi's Siddush. You know, Tosis is bothered. There seem to be other cases like that as well. You know? A person has it written in his pants, he sews it, no? Birson Elohi Abolam. I never would have desired that the rip is there, no? I'm mending something that is undesirable. Tosis says, yeah, Tofer, that's a Malacha Shein Atzirich Legufa. That really is a Malacha Shein Atzirich Legufa. Well, Shep Shep Rashi Shita really is follows, that you know what? That removal of that which is undesirable, I would add another word, and maybe that would soften things, no? A Malacha which is not wholly constructive, okay. A malacha which is preventative. Wow. Typically speaking, when a person performs a malacha, it means that it's a malachas tikkun. It's not a malachas kilkul. And if the whole purpose you're engaged in malacha is just to prevent something which is undesirable, that's not called a malachas tikkun. And for that, you're not chayim. So you know what? The mace is starting to decay. You know what? The mace is present, and therefore, this is an afa tuma. There's a tuma soil, a via vosa tuma. You know what? So by transporting the mace, I'm preventing that which is undesirable. Kechas al haner, I'm preventing that which is undesirable. Preventing that which is undesirable. I sew my pants. You're preventing that which is undesirable? That's mamish shemalechas tikkun. Of course, for that you're going to be chayiv. All the cases that Rashi mentions is I wouldn't call this a malachas tikkun, and I'll tell you not for us right now. But there's a Rashi, the Kuv Vavam and Aleph, that you know the way Rashi understands malach shem tzrich gufa has a lot to do with something else. No, mekalkel. Is there any relationship between malach shem tzrich gufa and mekalkel? Guess what? Rashi writes mefurish Shabbos Kuv Vavam Beis. Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. And Rashi even writes something really stunning, that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon regarding Moshe and Sreifel Gufa. And on Kufa from Adal, there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon regarding Mekalkel. You have to take a look at that Gemara now. And Rashi writes as Mamish Lashitasa. What in the world does Mekalkel and Moshe and Sreifel Gufa have to do with each other? The answer is, that's what Ein Sreifel Gufa means. There's something lacking in Malachas Tikkun, lacking in the Malachas Machsheves. Malachas Machsheves. Remove of that which is undesirable. I'll tell you an amazing machlokas, right? This should do they like love? No? Whoa. No? But an amazing machlokas. There's one line in the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor is in Shabbos Daf Lamed Zayin Aleph and Daf Yehariv. This is something which is stunning, no? Ooh, a malach shein tzrich gufa is moving that which is undesirable. Does that sound familiar, like removing that which is undesirable? Removing that which is undesirable? On Shabbos, can you remove that which is undesirable? You know what? Guess what? Isn't that a malacha of Bora? Isn't it a malacha of Bora? See what the Baal HaMor writes in one line? You ready for this? Unbelievable. You'll jump. No? Bora is an exception to the Torah. Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. That's the Baal HaMor writes. Because by definition, that's what Bora is. When you have a malacha that normally is a malachas tikkun, and you're doing it as a malachas kilkul, okay. If the definition of the malacha is removal of that which is undesirable, well, then there's no p'tura. So the Baal HaMor writes, there's one line that, you know, there isn't a p'tura of malacha shein tzrich when it comes to all malachos. There's no p'tura of malacha when it comes to boreh, and when it comes to zoreh, because that's the definition of the malacha. Wow, that's something which is stunning. That's something which is stunning. And you're ready for a line in the Ramban? The Ramban, it's not found in Mochamos. But there's a Chidushei Ramban, Shabbos Kuvav. You ready for this? And, the Ramban writes, I don't think that's true. Because the definition of Borer, you ready for this? Is not removal of that which is undesirable. What happens when you remove that which is undesirable? You know, you have your pile of grains, and you remove the debris. You know what the Ramban writes? When you remove the debris, that's Tikkun HaKri, that's Tikkun Ofel. So that's not a malach shenu tzirich l'gufa. That is a malachas tikkun. That sounds like such a heavy machlokas. How do you define borer? Removal of psoles or tikkun ha'ochel? No? You have to wait for daf yadal. No? That's going to be very heavy. What is the definition of borer? Simple question. Removal of psoles, or is it considered to be tikkun ha'ochel? And the Rabban writes like a stunning example. Brismila's a malacha. No? You're removing the orla. What's more undesirable than an orla? No? Yeah, but your chasm both be kodesh. It's a tikkun haguf. No? That's, you know, tzrich l'gufa. That's a malachas tikkun. That's a malachas tikkun. Wow. Or I'll give you another example. The next amud, Saridalat amadeins. No? Sarigimu beis is Rashi. Saridalat amadeins is the Tosus. Saridalat amadeins, Masech HaShabbos, is a Mishnah, no totsi parna. No totsi parna. A person who goes and cuts nails. You cut nails. Guess what? The Mishnah says that you're chayav. Mishnah says if you do it biyad, you don't use a kli. You cut your nails, or running or one nail against the other. Okay, that's a machlokas. But listen, Lacham, is that called kedarka? Is that called kedarka? Is that a normal way of cutting a nail? Okay, let's see. Do a kli. You take out a kli, you cut your nails. You know what the Mishnah says? Divrei akol chayim. Everybody agrees you're chayim. No, cutting your nail, you're biting your nail, you're pulling your nail. Okay, you know, we can talk about that. Is that called kedarka? Is that called not kedarka? Okay, you know, I'll ask you, how normal is that? No? Maybe you'd say, yeah, maybe yes. Guess what? That's my focus, Rabbi Loza, in the Chacham. Shabbat study nowadays. But the kli, divrei kol chayim. The kli, divrei kol chayim. So Tosus is bothered by something which is done. No? Tosus is bothered by this. All right, let's double back for a minute. What is Tosus' definition of Malacha Shenu Tzrich L'gufa? What's Tosus' definition? Tosus doesn't say any of this, no? Tosus gives us a lot of homework, no? You know what Tosus says? When it comes to every one of the Malachas of Shabbos, every one of the Malachas of Shabbos, you know what the Re says? You have to ask yourself not just the what question, the why question. The what question is, what is the Malacha? I get that, no? But you have to ask the why question. Why was this done in the Mishkan? Why was this done in the Mishkan? Why was it done in the Mishkan? And you're ready for what the Re says. Once you've established that, if you do the Malacha for a purpose other than was done in the Mishkan, that's called a Malacha Shino Tzrich L'gufa. You're doing a Malacha that was done in the Mishkan, but for a different purpose. That's what the Re says. What's magnificent according to Rashi, but you know, you have to learn Masechus Shabbos, you have to learn Masechus Beitza, no? Does Rashi's definition fit into every case? Does Rashi's definition really fit into every case? We're going to have to see. But Rashi gives you like a definition, no? Tosus, you know, every malacha you have to look at, no? Why was this malacha done? And if I do it for a purpose other than was done in the Mishkan, that's called a malacha Shenu Tzrich L'gufa. Okay. So that's a lot of homework, no? So all Lama Tess Malachas, you have to ask yourself, why? And only then can you begin to discuss Malachas Shenu Tzrich L'gufa. So in Hutzos HaMeis, wasn't it clear that the reason that they would carry anything in the Mishkan was not merely that, what do you mean, it should not be here. It should be there, no? Obviously, it was all like goal-oriented, no? You were carrying something in order that it reached that destination, that place. So if you're carrying something and your concern is not that it should be there, but rather it should no longer remain here, you're not doing Hotzah for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. Well, okay. That's why Hotzah Sameis is a Malach Shenu Tzrich L'gufa. Because the purpose was done in the Mishkan when you were desirous of transporting from here to there. In the case of Hotzah Sameis, no, there was no there. It was just removal from here. Oh, that's a Malach Shenu Tzrich L'gufa. What about Kechasa Haneh? Kechasa. Why are you extinguishing? Why are you turning off the light? Why are you extinguishing? To conserve it? That was Kibui in the Mishkan, to conserve energy? Of course not. They were extinguishing because they wanted to utilize the coals, the pchamim. So if you extinguish in order to utilize the coals, that's the why question of the Mishkan. If you're extinguishing because, you know what, that the oil is going to be consumed, and therefore, in order to save a couple dollars, I'm going to extinguish the flame. You're not doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. Well, so Rashi and Tosfos both agree, of course, that those are two examples of Moshe and Tzrich L'Gufa, but with very, very different reasons. That's something which is pretty heavy, not stunning. Well, that's the Rashi and Tosfos. So let's go to that next daf. No, Saridal Modes. Netilas Tziparnayim. So the Mishnah says the following. If you do so biyad, oh, that's my focus. Whether it's kadarko, whether it's narkado. But if you do so b'kli, divrei hakol chayim. Divrei hakol chayim. You ready for this? Tosfos is bothered. No? Saridal Modes, Dermasal Aval. Isn't Netilas Tziparnayim a malacha shen tzricha l'gufa? What malacha is that? Netilas Tziparnayim. You know what that's called? Gozes. 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 You know what gozes means? You remove that which is tafel to the goof. Or maybe you remove that which is only lehinatel. A person, Rachman al-Islam, severs a limb, but don't call that gozes. No? But don't call that gozes. Oh, but you know what? If you cut your hair, or you cut your nails, you know what? That's something which is omid l'natel. That's not the goof, that's tafel to the goof. Let's say Tosfos Shita. You remove the goof, that's called chovel. Chovel. That's netilas neshama, that's shochet. You remove something which is tafel to the goof, right? That's gozes. That's gozes. Well, that's a very important issue. There's a Shita Kabetzis that writes that bris milah is a malach of gozes. Because you're removing that which is the orla. The orla is omedes leinatel. Omedes leinatel. If a non-Jew would do this, or this would be done to a non-Jew, you know what I would call that? I would call that chovel. If a Jew is doing it, that's something which is like a nail. It's tuffel to the goof, which is omed leinatel. In such a case, gozes. Wow, wow. So Tosfos is really bothered by the following, you know what? Okay, gozes. What's the why question? Why in the world would they engage in gozes in the Mishkan? Isn't it Dara Pashut that the reason you would shear is because you need the Dara Ningzaz? No? The why question. Why in the world would they engage in gozes? Don't you need the Dara Ningzaz? So Tosfos says, if you shear, okay, you need that which is shorn in the gut. Gozes. You cut a nail, you need the davar nitzas. You cut a nail, you need the davar nitzas. No. So how in the world can the Mishnah say divrei hakol chayim? Cutting nails should be a malacha shenot tzrich legufa. And therefore you should be putter, according to Rabbi Shimon. And they passed like Rabbi Shimon. So how can the Mishnah say divrei hakol chayim? That's not true. That's not true. What do you mean divrei hakol chayim? Cutting nails is a malach shem shrech l'gufa. That's Tosfos Shita. Because of the why question. Everyone who loves the after why was it done? No? Hotzah, kibui, gozes. You need the davar nitzas. You need the davar nitzas. Well, you know what Tosfos says? You're right. Cutting a nail is a malach shem tzrich l'gufa. But the Mishnah says divrei hakol chayim. You know what Tosfos says? It doesn't mean divrei hakol chayim. It doesn't mean divrei hakol chayim. You know, when I say divrei hakol, I really mean like everyone. The Mishnah means it in a much more local sense. No, in a much more local sense. You go ahead and you cut your nail this way. That's Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. But if you use a nail clipper, everybody agrees that's Kedarko. If you do a Biyad, that's a Machlokas. Is that called Kedarko or is that called Klacharya? Usual, not usual. But if you do it with a nail clipper, with a Kli, everybody agrees that's Kedarko. That's what the Mishnah means. Everybody agrees you're Chayim. It's a candidate to be Chayim. Oh, but if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, you can be putter for another reason. The Mishnah's not telling you all of Hilchos Shabbos. You know, you can be putter for other reasons also. But this issue at hand, is this called Kedarko or is this called Klachayad? So you know what? Obviously, if you use a Kli, you know what? You use a Kli. That is called That is called Kadarka. There's nothing to discuss. Wow. That's an important, important finish. You know why that's so important? Because we pass like Rabbi Shimon. So guess what? Tosa says, cutting nails, is a malach shem tzrich l'gufa. What would you say according to Rashi? You know what I'll tell you according to Rashi? Absolutely not. A malach shem tzrich l'gufa means a person is doing something that lacks any tikkun. Kechasal haner. You're improving anything by kechasal haner? You're preventing further consumption. You're preventing something which is undesirable. But if something is a meleches tikkun, mila is a meleches tikkun. Cutting a nail is a meleches tikkun. This person looks all disheveled, no? He has long hair, he has long nails, he's cutting a nail, he's cutting his hair. That's a meleches tikkun. Cutting hair on Shabbos is a melech d'areisa. It's not melech shein tzrich l'gufa. Cutting a nail is a melech d'areisa. It's not melech shein tzrich l'gufa. You know, it is a melech es tikkun, but you don't need the davar hanigzaz. No? So Tosus Hashita is, if you don't need the davar hanigzaz, that's called melech shein tzrich l'gufa. You don't need the cheftish melech. And Rashi Hashita, no, this is all related to tikkun versus kilkul. You know, obviously, you know, a person looks well-groomed and you look disheveled, that's a meleches tikkun. No? A person cuts a nail, that indeed is considered to be a meleches tikkun. That's a very heavy machlokes. No? That's a very, very heavy machlokes. You know, you look in your Yeridaeus, in Kuf Tzadiches, there, a taz, sivkat mechaf aleph, and a lengthy piece in the Shach, in the Kudas HaKesef, such a heavy, heavy machlokes. No, a woman is toveles, she cuts her nails. Okay, what happens if it's a tefillah on Shabbos? Lo and behold, you know what? The nails are not cut. Lo and behold, and she realizes, she missed a nail. And we assume that nail has to be cut. So what's the story? Cool. So you know what the Shach writes? Let's get an Anju to cut the nail. And you know what that's called? Cutting a nail al yidei akum. You know what that's called? That's called a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah. B'makom mitzvah means tefillah. A shvus de shvus. Cutting a nail, Tosa says, is a malach shem tzrich l'gufa. In doing so, al yedei akum, is a shvus, is an issur rabbanan. Cutting a nail, al yedei akum, is a shvus to shvus, and the Shach writes, that's mutter, that's aruch mitzvah. You know what the Taz writes? If cut mechaf aleph, it's an issur daraisa. Not only is it not a shvus to shvus, it's an issur daraisa. How in the world is an issa d'araisa? So the Taz writes that cutting a nail is a melacha tzrich l'gufa. That's not melacha eino tzrich l'gufa. Rashi, that's a melacha tzrich l'gufa. That's real gozes. I'm not doing the gozes. It's been done al yedei akum. Oh, no. Guess what? This is a sugya beis about chav beis amad aleph. You're not doing anything. I tell a goy to turn on a light. The goy is doing the malacha. I am not involved. What happens if a Jew is misayeya? The Jew participates in. What's the story then? No? Whoa. So that's what the Taz writes. If you're Messiah, you're Chayim. Messiah is not a mere lako. Messiah, you're Chayim. And the Shach writes, no, Beitzach, Beis, Amad Aleph, Messiah, Ein Bo Mamish. Wow. So what the Shach writes is a Shvus to Shvus, the Taz writes is an Issur d'Araisa. Pretty heavy, no? Whoa. But that's relevant, very relevant here. Very relevant, no? whether you're dealing with malacha tzrich l'gufa or ein tzrich l'gufa, guess what? That should depend on our issue. How do you define the malacha shein tzrich l'gufa? Tosas hashit is you have to do it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan, and therefore I'll tell you the following: hotzal sameis. Guess what? That's a malacha which is ein tzrich l'gufa. And kachasal anerinat, doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. And gozes, you need the davran igzas, otherwise not doing it for the same purpose as the Mishkan, which would mean cutting hair, yisudraban. No? Cutting a nail, yisudraban. Unless you need the hair, if you're desirous of the hair, okay, you're using the hair for some purpose. Now, okay, that can be, you're harvesting the hair, sheitel, that's a malacha tzrich l'gufa. Otherwise, barring that, malach shein tzrich l'gufa. Cutting a nail, a use of the nail, malach shein tzrich l'gufa. That's tosas shishita. That's pretty important, no? Tosas also assumes tzeda, no? A person who goes ahead is engaged in tzeda. But you have to do it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. And therefore, if this fisherman throws out his net, and he reels in dagim tamein that are not being done l'tzorech achila. See how Tosa says that's going to be called malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa. You're not doing it for the conditions that were met in Mishkan. Whatever they would catch in the Mishkan was in order to use. Like you need the davar nigzas. If you're going ahead and reeling in dagim tamein that you're not using, in such a case, you know what? Tosus assumes as a davar pashut that is a malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa. That fits in very well Tosus's general definition. The why question is something which is absolutely critical. If one is going to argue, is this called a malachas tikkun, or is this called a malachas siluk? You know what? Is it so obvious that's called a malachas siluk? When a person goes there and reels in the net and he caught dagim tamein, now that's called a malachas siluk. That's Rashi's hagdara. But according to Tosus, now the why question is, are you doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan? And as such, that's considered to be, wow, a case of a malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa. That's important to chiddush that Tosus says. The Tosus therefore maintains, one cannot assume. But that's the problem in sudden dagim. Because at most, that would be nisid rabbanan. And in such a case, no, say this asur min ha-Torah. Asur min ha-Torah. It's not because of the reality that, you know what, that perhaps you're going to somehow reel in dagim tamein. In such a case, you won't violate the malacha. This is an important beginning. We'll have to discuss. We'll see as the parak continues that a lot of applications, the malacha shenot tzrich l'gufa. It's a fascinating machlokas, shach and the taz in both elements. Whether the Hagadar is A or B, and what is the role of Misayeya? What is the role of Misayeya? See, the Gemara here in Beitz is Mefurish, Misayeya en Bomamish. But there is a Gemara Makos in Dav Chav that says sometimes you're Chayiv Midaraisa for Misayeya. You're Chayiv Midaraisa for Misayeya. The Gemara says the following, you know, you're not allowed to go ahead and to cut, to remove the Peyas Harosh, the Peyas Hazakam. But the Gemara says something is clear, that you know what, even if you're not doing the act of hakafa, you're not the one who is actually cutting, but you're the guy, right? It's your payas that are being cut. The Gemara says, misayeya v'divrei hakol. If you aid in that process, you're going to be chayiv. You're going to get malkas daraisa. So that's a very heavy issue. Malkas hakaf. Misayeya loke, beitza chabeiz, misayeya ein bo mamish. Misayeya ein bo mamish. How do you resolve that steer? Right, not for us right now, but how you resolve that steer is going to be very impactful on cutting nails. That's a fascinating machlokas. But the first point is, what really is this? And that's Tosus Hashita, the Hagdara of Malach Shenot Tzrich L'Gufa. That's Parshat Shat here in our Tosus, that seida has to be done with Toelis, as it was done in the Mishkan, and therefore Dagim Tmeim is going to be a Malacha Shenot Tzrich L'Gufa, and therefore clearly that cannot be the concern of Ein Sadi Dagim in HaBivar and Biyantiv Chav Gimel, because there will be no Chiyuv. no chiv in such a case as well. It's an important Torah that Tosa says, which indeed is l'shitas. Maybe another issue we have to discuss again is the year continues. Is that even called misasek? A person throws out the net intending to catch these fish, and he ends up catching those fish. No? Even aside from lachshin sri gufa, maybe that should be called something which is misasek. You know? A person intends to do A and he ends up doing B. Sometimes we're going to say that, forget about malachshin sri gufa. Maybe that's considered to be a case of misasik entirely. You know, malchus shuruguf means, you know, that I fulfilled my intent, but you know what, I'm not doing it for the same purpose as. But maybe there's more basic to it, and that is, I didn't even end up doing that which I intended to do. That's called malchus shuruguf l'gufa. The Atosa says, no, this isn't the misasik issue. This is a malchus shuruguf l'gufa issue. No? That apparently Tosus acknowledges, when you throw out the net, you very well realize that you might be reeling in, right, dagim tmeim. You can't really say that I didn't do the act that I intended to do. I intended to catch fish, and indeed I caught fish. No? The fact that I would have desired fish A as opposed to fish B, but here, in this case, that's not called misasek. What it is an issue is a malachin of tzrich legufa, that at the end of the day, the purpose of the malacha that I violated seida was not in this case letzorech achila. And if the why question is so critical, for that there can't be a basis of chil. So poshub shat is the chiddush of Tosus, that it's not misaseh, but it is a malachin of tzrich legufa, and that really is considered to be the case of which is the shitaseh. Mirza Hashem, after Yantif, we'll start Kedusha Aches and Shnei Kedushas, the very bottom of Daf Gimel Menelah. Right? We'll start going quicker. Now, but Chazal Yisoda said the Hagdaros, that's something which is very important. These will be reoccurring and all the next Dafim. But as we learn, once you get that, we'll have to be mashlim, right? The details of these Hagdaros, especially regarding Lechus Ocha Nefesh, Machshir Ocha Nefesh, and what exactly is the head to the simplicity.